It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Dependable. In West Texas, it's a word often associated with cotton and the people who produce the area's signature crop. Protecting the interests of the High Plains cotton producers requires a dependable, dedicated organization focused on getting results. Since 1956, High Plains cotton producers have depended on the organization they founded, Plains Cotton Growers. PCG is the advocate for the High Plains cotton industry. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Well, most of you know me reasonably well. No, I seldom resort to using a title in any of my writings. I am tempted with this one, however, to use a title, but if I did, it would go something like, this really hurts, or it could read, USDA was right, or it may read, WASDA knows best. And it hurts in the fact that you hear it from me. I'm turning bearish on this cotton market. I hate to say that. I hate to do that. It hurts to do that. I'm just pretend to be a bull, but I've turned bearish on the market. I'm falling for the continued short-term bearish technicals. I'm falling for the technical tea leaves that include increased open interest with lower prices. I'm bothered a great deal by the fact that we seemingly have gotten now for 18 months bullish news, and we've been met with nothing but lower and lower prices. We've got a lower crop in India. We've got a falling world carryover. We've got a smaller U.S. crop. We've got very tight supplies of high-quality cotton. We've got acreage reductions coming from everywhere. And let me reclassify something. Let me just say the Indian crop is, instead of calling it lower, let's just call it a disaster, and that's the largest crop in the world. And still, every New York ICE contract month moves lower. Everything moves lower and lower. Cotton futures prices from the early March all the way out to March 2018 vary by a little more than 150 points. The March 18, 2-year wait contract shatters the current March contract. Textile mills just have absolutely no incentive to hedge. There's no reason for them to go out looking for cotton. The market's doing it for them. Growers have no reason to hedge. Why would a grower want to go out and lock in a loss? You say, well, prices might move lower. Well, they sure might move lower, but if you hedge something right now, you're guaranteeing yourself a loss. That makes no sense. I'm sure some of you know a similar person, or some of you know this particular person, but a Whale Hill land owning banker commented this past week. He said, I'm not even going to lend money to myself. I'm just going to sit out this year. I'm not going to plant anything. So much for the economic disaster of rural America is what we're seeing there. If we end up seeing more and more land idle, and what do you do when we see things like that? Well, if you can't turn a profit, it's nothing out there but just increase the federal SNAP funds that go to subsidize rural America, as opposed to keeping people at work. The rub for cotton and the dirty shame of it is that it's most growers those that have been out of cotton and those that even stayed in cotton, they want to expand this year. They want to get back into cotton, particularly if you look at comparable prices for grains and oilseeds. But cotton stocks that are near historical low in the U.S., and the seed companies have delivered to us a batch of very high-yielding, high-quality-producing cotton. That's really the envy of the world's agricultural industry, yet there are two things that basically are shutting the door to U.S. production. The first, and I'm just going to mention it here, you've heard me wear it out for so long, we'll just mention it again, and that's cotton clothing has lost its favor by the consumer, and it's in favor of the chemical fibers that they're now willing to wear on their back. The more significant problem at the moment, that is the Chinese carryover or the Chinese stocks. Contingency prices go lower, and I have very major concerns now seeing this market into the mid-50s or certainly into the high-50s. Do the best you can over the weekend. Take care. Enjoy. Thank you for your time.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.